Yeah, this is a Wall Street Journal report overnight you're referring to, saying that the Pentagon has been blocking Ukraine's use of those long-range missiles inside Russian territory. Obviously, the Ukrainian military has been using drone attacks, which are far less lethal. But let me get your sense of the human cost of this war, because I know this is something you've spoken about, and I find astounding. You know, upwards of 20,000 just on the Russian side getting killed every month. In the matter of just a few months, a greater death toll than the entire U.S. death toll in the Vietnam War. I mean, it's kind of hard to imagine.
It's staggering, Jonathan. Again, as someone who had five combat commands as a general officer and wrote letters of condolence to America's mothers and fathers almost every single night of those commands, I can't fathom, I can't process, if you will, understand the magnitude of the losses on the Russian side. It's now estimated that over 1,060,000 Russians have been killed or wounded in this war. And of those, well over 500,000 have been so seriously wounded or killed that they couldn't even return to the front lines. This has to have, over time, a very, very substantial impact on the ability of Russia just to find a civilian workforce as well. In fact, it's reported that they are actually looking in Africa for women who can actually replace some of the men in Russia in various industries.
And of course, we've seen they've also tapped North Korean military soldiers.
Yes.
Fighting on the ground in Ukraine. Quite extraordinary.